Hi, everybody, and welcome to Paul Listening Behind the Curtain, a bonus edition of our show here on WGNRadio.com and all the other places you watch and listen to your podcast. And I wanted to do this and get this up very quickly because we're talking about one of my favorite places in the Chicagoland area, and that is Ravinia, the Ravinia Festival. Now, if you have been to Ravinia, you're going, oh, yeah, I'm glad you're talking about that. If you have never been to Ravinia, then you should be listening and watching, because what goes on at Ravinia on a nightly basis pretty much through the summer will just astound you. It's hard to sort of put into words, like, what is it Ravinia does? Because there's so much, and it's so varied, and it's such a full evening. That's what our mission is all about, to tell you during this program. And joining me is Eric Soderstrom. He is the Senior Director of Programming for Ravinia, the perfect person to talk to, because we're going to talk about the August events coming up. We're going to focus in on August. We'll have to do this every month, Eric, I think, during the summer, to get in all the events, because it's almost like you guys don't take a night off during the summer.
Thanks for having me on, Paul. No, you know, summer is full tilt at Ravinia. Concerts just about every single night. And on some days we have two or three all in one day.
So what I want to do for clarification, again, a little bit of framework for folks who aren't familiar with Ravinia. If you know anything about Ravinia, you know it's the place you can go on the lawn and bring your picnic stuff and your bucket of chicken, although you don't have to do that either. We'll talk about that. But the point is, you have your little picnic there and you listen, and there's also monitors so you can hear and see what's going on the stage. And maybe you know about the pavilion itself and you get tickets to watch what's going on inside the pavilion. But the truth is, there's more at Ravinia than just the lawn and the pavilion, Eric.
That's right. You know, we have six different venues, stages, if you will, on site at Ravinia, anywhere from 50 to 100 people capacity, all the way up to our main stage, which you just described, which is over 13,000. So we do a little bit of everything on every scale and every level. And you mentioned the Ravinia lawn. That is 100% who we are. That's our brand. That's what we're known for. Come out, bring whatever you want. You can bring your chairs, your picnic basket, your food, your beverages, and you sit out under the stars and listen to the Chicago Symphony or Ronnie Baker Brooks or Cynthia Erivo. We are the oldest North American outdoor music festival. 120 years we're celebrating this year.
What's really cool for people, look, people have different budgets. And so it is true that if you're going to see one of the top names, Tony Bennett used to appear year to year, you know, forever. And the truth is, if you were going to see somebody like Tony Bennett, it might cost you just a little bit because he was such a great person to see. And you still have all those big names. Cynthia Erivo, as you mentioned, we'll talk about her. But the bottom line is, for younger folks, students maybe, who say, I don't know if I can afford pavilion seats. The truth is, getting a lawn ticket and setting up your own space is the way to go.
Yeah, as a not-for-profit, we work really hard to make all of these concerts as accessible as possible. And so we try to keep ticket prices accessible. The Chicago Symphony Orchestra, you can see them for $15. I don't know there's anywhere in the world you can see an amazing orchestra for $15. But even for students, it's free. So even better. Students all the way up through college age with a student ID get in free to the lawn at Ravinia. And we also offer a lot of programs through the libraries and schools around Chicagoland where you can get a free Ravinia lawn pass.
Can I use my fake ID? No, I'm kidding. Gave those up long ago. Now, I also mentioned bring in your bucket of chicken or whatever you want. I said, but you don't necessarily have to do that. So, okay, I'm snobbier than a lot of people. So while I do the picnic thing, bringing homemade foods that I don't make, but bringing things, here's the thing. What I typically do now is I make reservations because there are really nice restaurants on site. So if you don't want to deal with it, or maybe you're going into the pavilion and so you're not going to do the picnic thing, I'm always at the Park View. Just talk a little bit about the eating options. And even with the bucket of chicken thing, you've got a marketplace there. You don't have to go bring your bucket of chicken. Just bring your chairs and go get food on site that's picnicky kind of food.
Yeah, you know, food, beverage, music goes hand in hand, right? Always has. And so if you don't want to bring all of those items with you. We have a handful of different restaurants on site here, anywhere from kind of easy grab and go food all the way up to fine dining, as you explained in the Parkview restaurant. And so come here and let us do all of the food for you. And we have a couple of really interesting food programs coming up. One, which is a Breaking Barriers festival within a festival that Maren Alsop is curating. She's our chief conductor. And she has put together a program that's inspired by food. And we have reached out to famous chefs from around the country, including Molly Yeh from the Food Network, who are coming in especially for this concert to prepare food to serve to the audience that is inspired by them and the program that they'll be listening to that evening. So you get to eat the food that's inspired by the music, all curated by Maren Alsop. And then we have a second night also in August where we are collaborating with the Ravinia Farmers Market. And they will be on site here at Ravinia Festival with all of their farmers market goods, food and baked goods and that sort of thing. And that is in collaboration with the Henhouse Prowlers, a local bluegrass band who will be playing on our carousel lawn stage. So food and beverage and music, always a highlight at Ravinia.
And that's why I said you can't just say, well, this is where Ravinia is, because you can talk about the Cynthia Erivos and the Tony Bennetts and the Barbara Cooks who used to be there and all these incredible names, because anybody who was anybody is on that stage. But at the same time, here you are with all of these very clever. It's like you guys, well, you are the senior director of programming. Do you like have meetings and sit around and say, hey, what cool things can we do this summer?
Oh, absolutely. That's the fun part of the job is what kind of new creative things can we come up with? You know, Ravinia, we wipe the slate clean at the end of every summer, and it's what do we want to do next year? And I think that's what keeps us relevant, keeps it unique, keeps the experience fresh. And we try to program a little something for everyone, a reflection of Chicagoland, if you will, musically. So, yes, the Chicago Symphony's in residency every summer. They're coming up on 90 years of that residency. But there's also a lot of opportunity for different genres of music, whether it's blues or R&B or jazz or hip hop. And even on our other stages, you know, you mentioned Tony Bennett, you know, sometimes we do cabaret. And so there's a lot of opportunity here to present different styles of music. And that's the fun part of sitting down and figuring that out each year.
Yeah, well, I'd love to sit at one of your meetings and plan with you. That would be so amazing. And so, by the way, people are so nice there. The staff, whatever. I mean, look, WGN has a lot of fans all over the place, but I can never go to Ravinia without just having an evening of, you know, hey, I watch you on GN. I love WGN and all that. So it's such a friendly place, both in terms of staff and people. People are just plain nice. You also can't go there and not see 100 people that you know. I mean, they're just everywhere. They're having a picnic and they see you and you go on over and say hi. All right, let's do what we're meant to do now that people have that background, and let's give the website, ravinia.org. And we'll put that up so people can see it because we're going to talk about a lot of programs. And unless our viewers and listeners are sitting there with a piece of paper and a pen, they may go, when was that? So go to ravinia.org. We'll say the dates, but they're all there. By the way, the two food events that you talked about, let's just throw the dates out. When are those?
Yes, so the Breaking Barriers Festival with the Food Network is July 25.
Okay.
That's with the Chicago Symphony playing and these bites of food pre-show. And there's also a follow-up event the next morning on the 26th. So look for both of those on our website. And then August 20 is the Ravinia Farmers Market with the Henhouse Prowlers.
All right, perfect. So, and we're focusing in on August here. So let's get right to it and talk about some of the programs because I don't have to say let's start on August 15th. No, I'm going to start on August 1st because the fun starts even then. This one, now this is a little tricky because people may think it's something. I want to clarify what it is, but it's known as Morgan Freeman's Symphonic Blues Experience. People, that Morgan Freeman, that Morgan Freeman, but he's not there. Talk about what that event is. You don't need Morgan Freeman, you just need his voice.
Yeah, so we all know Morgan Freeman from his acting career, correct? You know, and Shawshank Redemption, all of these wonderful films he's been in. Well, he's also a big lover of the blues. He has his own blues club in Mississippi. And he has put together a program for symphony that is new arrangements of classic blues songs. So a few, for example, Dark Was the Night, Cold Was the Ground, Crossroad, The Thrill Is Gone, those types of songs. And he's bringing that program here to Ravinia with the Chicago Symphony playing the music. And Morgan will be here. He will be here himself too. He narrates the program, and he's doing a pre-concert a question and answer in one of our smaller venues on site, which you can also get tickets to. So if you want to come and get the full experience, come a little early and chat with Morgan Freeman and then see this symphonic
Oh,
experience.
that's fantastic. Because the way I read it, I thought he can't possibly actually be doing this. This will be a pre-recorded thing. Morgan's going to be there.
He'll be here.
I
Yeah,
should have known. It's Ravinia. Of
absolutely.
course, Morgan's going to be there. That's
Yeah.
phenomenal. And speaking of who's going to be there, if we shift a little bit up to, and if I skip something, you just pull me back. But August 7th, Earth, Wind, and Fire. I love them from, I mean, when I was a kid. Now, I think the band's a little different now than it might have been when I was around, but the music's the same. It's still Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah, Earth and Wind and Fire are legends. The music is so popular. They have Chicago roots. They spent a lot of time here in their early days forming their band and their music, worked with other Chicago greats like Ramsey Lewis. And so it's become a bit of a tradition. Every 2 or 3 years, Earth, Wind, and Fire makes their way through Ravinia. And we're excited for that. It's high energy, it's rhythm and blues. And so it's an exciting night.
And I'm going to go to something that just caught my attention. August 13th, Apollo's Fire fencing match, dueling double concerto. So I've got people with swords in their hands in my mind. I don't think that's exactly what's happening, but it looks like one of those things when you all were sitting around the table planning, you said, I got an idea.
Yeah, exactly. Musical fencing, if you will, and pitting these two pieces against each other in a bit of a duel. And so we're excited. Apollo's Fire is another group that we collaborate with over the years and incredibly talented. And this program being special and with its own little unique twist on billing here to get people excited.
Yeah, and that's in the Martin Theater, by the way. And I've seen Spider Sailoff there, jazz artist. That what I love about the Martin Theater. That's like going to a kind of a little more traditional space, a little more intimate. And you can bring in some amazing people as you have to be in that environment. So that is just an amazing space right there on the ground. You're not going anywhere else. It's there, and you get to. And sometimes, right, there's something going in the Martin, and maybe something going on in the Pavilion, like one after the other, 5 o'clock, 8 o'clock, something like that.
Absolutely. You know, the Martin Theater is the last remaining original building to our founding from 1904. A beautiful Beaux-Arts designed building, stained glass windows, great acoustics. And for programs like Apollo's Fire, or recently we had Chucho Valdez and Arturo Sandoval and Paquito de Rivera in there as a super group performing. And so it's perfect space for kind of these intimate performances.
For those of us who are true fans of Ravinia, one of the things I do, I'm guessing a lot of people do, is the moment that that schedule comes out, beginning of May or around there, when we first see the schedule, you immediately go through it. You know you're going to see great stuff, but you're looking for those evenings where you go, OMG. I can't believe. Well, this season, August 15th, Cynthia Erivo. You couldn't get anybody more popular. See what I did there? And anybody whose appearance is for good, among other things. Okay, she defies gravity. Yes, those are all Wicked references because Cynthia Erivo, of course, who plays Elphaba in the two-part film version of Wicked. But for people, if that's all they know her for, do your homework because Cynthia Erivo is a lot more than that. Man, how did you get that one booked? Because there's always one or two each season, which you're like, how did you even get that person? Cynthia Erivo, huge.
Cynthia Erivo is superstar status these days, an incredible talent, as you mentioned. And she was with us, well, she was with us in 2021.
When she wasn't quite Cynthia
Wasn't quite there yet, but certainly
Erivo.
on her way. She had
Yeah.
just finished the Aretha Franklin film. She was just starting the Harriet Tubman film. She was to be here in 2020. COVID shut that down,
Oh,
but
yeah.
she came back in 21. And immediately it was very clear of her amazing talent. And so she had so
So
much
did
fun.
she owe you one? I'm just curious. Back then, when you had to cancel, was it "We'll be back," or just a, this was just a separate reach out?
Yeah, you know, we were with all of the performances that were canceled in 2020, we were trying to reschedule them. It took a couple of years for them all to kind of come back around. But Cynthia was one that I knew was a really incredible talent and wanted to have here at Ravinia. And so, and she was up for it. She wanted to get back out performing and connecting with audiences too.
Well, she has a new
And
album out.
yeah, exactly. And so it worked out really well. And so when she decided to do some more of these orchestra programs this year, Ravinia was one of the first places she thought of because she had such a good time in 2021. So we were, you know, a lot of this is relationship building in any business you're in, right? And you mentioned Tony Bennett earlier. That was a long-term relationship, many decades, honestly. And, you know, Cynthia Erivo, I'm hoping, is another one where who we can work with again, time and time again.
And by the way, one of the other ones you did, and it brought me back year after year, Stephen Sondheim. You did this whole series tied to his birthdays, but this whole series of Sondheim shows year after year, and he would come to some of them. He was there. I met him.
Stephen Sondheim came a few times, did a few of these Q&A things like Morgan Freeman's doing, was very involved in the productions. We did, I think it was 10 years in a row, we did a different Sondheim
Yes.
musical. And what a great run. Incredible artists came through with that too. Patti LuPone, George Hearn, Audra McDonald. It was a lot of fun. And you know, COVID kind of slowed those down for us because those musicals are a heavy lift to get them off the ground. But we have some demand again and some interest in it. And so I think in 26, you're going to see us presenting another musical here at Ravinia.
Oh, that's good to hear. I have to tell you, since you worked there, so one day I was there for, I went to most of the Sondheim events, and one day I'm walking, and just in the hope that I would run into him, and I did, and he was just walking through the park, with some other people, and so I stopped him, and we have some mutual friends, so I needed some excuse to stop him, and I did that, and I had something in my hand, and he saw it, and even though he was very kind and nice, he looked and goes, "By the way, I don't sign anything. I'm not signing anything." And I said, "Well, okay, but let me tell you what this is." And what I had brought with me was a prop. It was a stock certificate that had flown off the stage at the Goodman Theater when they did Bounce, which was one of his failures. Richard Kind was in that show here at the Goodman, and I always sit in the front row center. And so there I'm in the front row center, and at one point Richard Kind throws up these stock certificates, and one flies off into my lap, and I kept it. And so I showed that to him, told him what it is, and he smiled and he goes, "That I'll sign." And so on my wall is my Stephen Sondheim signed at Ravinia certificate from the not hit show Bounce,
Oh,
which they
I
tried to
love
change.
that.
Yeah,
I
I
love
did
that.
one of my totally favorite stories. And before I get on to kind of another big one that I want to talk to you about, but on August 16th, because I'm going back to the Martin Theater, you've got Lucy Kalantari and the Jazz Cats. And I'm a huge jazz fan. So can you fill us a little bit in on what the Jazz Cats is all about?
Yeah, you know, we do a lot of jazz programming throughout the summer. And this one is part of our kids series. We do a series for kids, about 8 to 10 concerts every summer. Usually they're on Saturdays. And this one falls into that category. And we are trying to, you know, acquaint kids with all different styles of music. So we do a little bit of opera. We do some fun pop music, like with other artists. And this one with Lucy is more in the jazz vein. And so she puts together a really fun program for kids to get them acquainted with jazz, essentially.
And then we have, and by the way, I'm not going through every day. So if anybody's listening to us thinking I'm covering the full calendar, I'm not. You need to go to ravinia.org because there's something literally almost every single day. But I'm going to jump ahead to August 21st because once again, bringing in a big name, Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah, Lenny Kravitz, he's become a legend, an American legend. That music is so soulful and rock and roll. And We're just really thrilled to have him back. He has been here a few times. It's been a while, but he's coming out on a little tour this summer, and we're definitely going to be rocking the suburbs that night.
Oh yeah. On August 23rd, a few things going on. It's a big day. And one of them sort of appears differently depending on where I was looking. So I want to make sure I get this right. But the program that I know will be going on in Bennett Gordon Hall is Fellows of the Staines St Staines Staines Institute Singers program. But here's the thing. What I had seen elsewhere was that that night is a tribute to Barbara Cook and Tony Bennett. Is that indeed the same event?
Yes. Yeah, the Staines Institute is a conservatory here at Ravinia. We bring together fellows and faculty to study in a couple of different genres of music. There's a jazz program earlier in the summer. There's a piano and strings program that's happening now. And then there's a vocal program that starts in August. And these students are here on a scholarship. They go through auditions. They're usually college age or older, and they put together a whole program and series of their own concerts that dovetail with the festival concerts that are happening. They're really wonderful to attend, and they are doing one in tribute to Barbara Cook and Tony Bennett. So, flexing their jazz tones again, if you will. And Lee Musiker is collaborating on this program. Lee Musiker was music director for both Barbara Cook and Tony Bennett for periods of time. And so he'll be here. He works with the fellows for that week on this program, and then they present it on that Saturday.
See, what I love is, and this is why I love talking to you, Eric, is because, people may come to see that, but I love the little backstory stuff that goes on with this. And most people who've been around for a while know Barbara Cook, Tony Bennett, as we talked about Tony already, they would appear at Ravinia year after year after year. And if you don't know who Barbara Cook is, do your homework. But now I have to ask this because I have this fear that, as the years go on, it'll be a while before people go Tony Bennett who. But I fear Barbara Cook could be a Barbara Cook who sooner than it should be. Was it the students who looked at them and said, or was it Lee or somebody else who went, "You're doing Barbara Cook and Tony Bennett, and I'll tell you why."
It's a little bit of both. I mean, of course, the faculty wants to give the students as wide of a variety of styles of music. They focus a lot on operatic music, but they also focus on musical theater. They also focus on jazz, so that these students leave the program with a little bit more of a well-rounded background. And so there is some intent in this from the faculty to expose the students to this style of music, but the students are also very open to trying new things and working their voices in different directions. And so it's a collaboration at the end of the day between everybody. And again, this is one of those conversations that happens in the winter months, about what do we want to do this next summer that might be a little bit new and different.
And it looks like you decided, and I haven't seen the times that these events start. I'm going to assume that might be a little earlier in the evening because somebody might be going, "Love that. Then let's get a quick bite to eat. And then let's get over to the pavilion because we have this little unknown person named John Legend who's going to be performing at Ravinia that night." Another blockbuster.
Yeah, John Legend, he's
He's a
been here
legend.
a handful of times now. Yeah, and this year, his program is different than in the past. So if you've come before, you'll want to see this again. And if you haven't seen John Legend, you'll definitely want to be here. This is the 20th anniversary of his Grammy Award-winning album, Get Lifted, that broke him out on the scene 20 years ago. This album is so much a part of John's life, mostly his upbringing. He grew up in his parents' church, playing piano in the church, singing in the choir. And so Get Lifted has a lot of these kind of hymnal and gospel undertones to it, that all came from his inspiration of growing up playing in the church band. And so I personally love gospel music. It's just so uplifting. And I'm guessing that John's probably going to have some sort of either backup singers or choir with him on this program. And he's going to run the whole album, start to finish, and then continue on the program with some of his greatest hits. But really excited to have this unique program and this another superstar John Legend at Ravinia this
He
summer.
should have all the other people with him, like in chairs with their backs facing, and then the chairs turn around like it's The Voice. Anyway, that would be good. And I'm going to jump ahead just for the sake of time because we could talk about, listen, it would take us hours to actually just get through August. We don't have hours. Well, I don't have hours. You don't have hours. I have hours. I got nothing to do. You have hours. But I'm going to jump ahead and talk about August 28th because we're doing all these concert things. And then we like totally switch gears. I think it's like totally switch gears because on August 28th is a sing along, Bring the Kids of Sound of Music, one of the great classics of all times.
Classic film, and this is essentially that. You come and sing along to all those songs. It's a multi-generational event, grandparents, parents, kids. There will be a host here, so don't worry if you feel a little rusty with the songs. You'll get helped along with a host who will do a vocal warm-up. There'll be a costume contest, and you'll be cued along the way to sing with the film. But again, yes, a classic film and a lot of audience participation in this one.
Now, is this one where the film is running with its soundtrack, or will this be one where the soundtrack will be live orchestra?
The film runs with its soundtrack built into the film. Yep. The
Okay.
audience is the live musical performance piece.
Gotcha. And my guess is when they show up that night, they will not be too shy. To
Right.
be, I'm thinking of dressing up as Liesl and show up. We'll see.
There you go.
could be great fun. And just in case the family has a great time that night and says, oh my goodness, I just wish there was something else we could do for the family in August, I would say go home and sleep and then turn back around and go on back to Ravinia. Because on the 29th, you have the Marvel Studios Infinity Saga concert experience. I mean, you read Marvel Studios, I don't know what else you need to know, but I'm hearing a lot of very loud, brassy, bold music in my head.
This is with orchestra. The Chicago Philharmonic is playing the score, and this is a compilation of all of the famous scenes from Marvel films to date. So they have cut together, I think it's about 20 different films, and you're getting all of these segments in one compilation. There is a compilation out there on the internet that's like 8 hours long. So for any of you hardcore fans out there, you can watch that one. We're not doing the 8 hour version, we're doing the 2 hour version. But again, it is all of the hit scenes from previous Marvel films.
That's just amazing. I'm going to wrap our look at August there, but just so our viewers and listeners understand, we're not done. I mean, if you think that the season ends on August 29th, remember it's Ravinia. There's still a couple of nights left in August. Yes, there are events on the 30th and the 31st in August, but I'm going to send you to ravinia.org to check them out. Some are more classical and that sort of thing. There's something for everybody, no matter what kind of music you want at Ravinia. And that's what's so critical to see here is to go on the website and find it. And by the way, just as a look back for those who are just waking up to Ravinia, not realizing it, you've already missed David Foster and Chris Botti and Diana Krall and Sutton Foster and Kelly O'Hara. That was a gala evening. So, I mean, there's just and a Disney book. You missed the Disney book night as well. So, do you wait until the season? And by the way, is this the end of the season? Do we shift into September at all?
Typically we do go into September with our programming. This year we are ending a little
That's what I thought.
earlier because we are embarking on the second phase of a renovation of our pavilion. So the first phase is done. We did all of kind of the infrastructure work. Next year is all the really fun work where we're replacing all the seats in the pavilion, we're replacing the stage, new lighting, new audio. New acoustic shell, new design to all of it as well. So we construction process needs a little bit more time. So we're ending early this year and we're starting a little bit later next year to be done. But typically we do go into September and in 26 we'll be starting early July with all of our programming.
Okay, so this is good. And by the way, I don't know when you changed those aisle carpetings, but it was not my fault when this lady who was a GN fan like hugged me and knocked a drink out of my hand and it went all over the carpet. If you found a stain in the carpet and somebody went, listen, Nick was here, I think that I swear it was the lady.
Hey, it wouldn't be a Ravinia concert without a spilled drink, you know?
That's good to know. I've been living with that guilt for all this time. Eric, ravinia.org is where, again, people need to check all of this out and see what's going on because it's just so phenomenal. When should people, for those who are, they're with us now, but I kind of mentioned the spring, when do people need to wake up for the 26th season and get ahead, get your tickets early, because let's be honest, a lot of this stuff sells out very quickly, the big names. Give some advice for people to say, you want to come to Ravinia and see your favorites, here's how you do it.
Yeah, well, so for starters, lots of programs that we just talked about that are still for sale for this summer.
Right.
And so come on out. There's still 6 weeks left. Concerts just about every day. So come out and join us. But in 2026, and usually about every year, we announce in mid-March, March 15th, thereabouts, the full season. And you get your opportunity then to start buying tickets too by becoming a Ravinia donor. So you can donate to our not-for-profit festival, get first access to those tickets. And then we go on sale to the public usually in April. So it's the same kind of cyclical process every year, but mid-March, look out, mark that date on your calendar.
Fantastic. If you book Barbra Streisand next season, I offer to volunteer to introduce her at the beginning.
Absolutely. We could have you come host that night too, right?
Done. Done. Eric
Yeah,
Soderstrom, the Senior Director of Programming for Ravinia. You just do such great work. Listen, you have a great playbook every year to start with, right? Because you've done so many amazing things. But the fact that every year it gets creative and different, I just congratulate you and your staff for putting things together. It's one of my favorite things to do is to wait for Ravinia's announcement to see what's coming up.
oh, thanks for having me on, Paul, and I'll see you at Ravinia soon, I'm sure.
You got it. The website is ravinia.org. Check it out for August. Check it out going forward. And thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time on Paul Listening Behind the Curtain. Thanks for joining us.